outlined the local responsibilities possibly dangerous. So I'm just going to explain to you your objectives of this publicity dangerous program. I'm sorry, for a moment, of your opinion, that I have still that's been in my preferred expert offer. You're still living through him, still in the lobby, and it's getting ready to serve the sample public, especially the team work. Also, let me design for coordination in terms of service delivery across the three spheres of government to facilitate community development in partnership with other stakeholders and stronger interaction and partnerships between government and communities. And the CWs also are in the business to enhance, as the constitution refers to, participatory democracy. And these may be achieved by regularly communicating governmental and other information, other government agencies, etc., to communities in an accessible way, providing feedback to government, and that feedback is this municipality, this the relevant government department or agency, and also assist government as a whole to provide early warning to government of any obvious reduction in service standards or performance that could lead to the collapse of significant payment of all service functions, service delivery body. CWs may also report any corruption or irregularity that they become aware of within each sphere of government. Facilitate government assistance to communities. And projects required and appropriate, as well as provide partnership work or part of the public works program and the community works program, we provide assistance. Assisting communities to engage with and provide input to integrated development plans, and it's mainly on the public participation side. And assisting in the coordination of interdepartmental programs, and we think that we work with the Department of Human Development and others around health, housing, consumer education, etc. Just by way of an example. Okay? CWs also maintain contact and communication with community-based organizations, as many examples of that, and initiatives of civil society. Just want to pause here for a moment. There's a big around the subject, the fact that people who are beneficiaries of those grants have entered into loan agreements, and there was a hand off our grant campaign. So the Black Sheds, the CDW program, and other entities work together around it to create awareness around, firstly, what is the purpose of this grant and the issue around creating awareness where people have been done in, just as an example. Through the work of the CDW, they promote transparent people first and community participation, improving community linkages to the other public entities, NGOs, and private donors. CWs monitor and report on significant things within communities related to health, social development, livelihood, and security. Performing such functions consistent with the objectives of the CDW as may be determined by the CDWP framework. That framework has not been completed, and remember that the public DPSA regulations and DPSA together with OCTA, the national leading partner, will still be content to that. Just in terms of our APP, we've got two broad indicators of support: programs to improve access to government services, and then support programs to improve access to small-scale economic opportunities. Under support programs to improve access to government services, we assist with the community outreaches. There are various examples of that. The mobilization for the TUSOM, the TUSOM means health, outreach program, indigent grant subsidy for municipalities, very important, child support grants, maintenance benefits, and processes around here, even including, as we know, the Department of Justice, the Swanville campaign, etc. Social relief of distress in partnership, for example, with the Department of Social Development, which is the lead agency here. Support programs to improve access to focusing on food security, small enterprise development, development, basic development, environmental management projects. And these are all in partnership. Not these are just part of a chain to facilitate access to partnership with the relevant agency. The footprint of the CDW across the province, we are present in all of the districts in the city, districts in our province, as well as the city of Cape Town. In the Cape Winelands, we have Wittenberg 7 CDWs, Yellow Valley 7 CDWs, Stellenbosch 3, Darkness 26, Dunlopville 1, in Europe, and Cape Winelands District Municipality. And then we've got one regional coordinator in Cape Winelands and two CDW supervisors. Central Peru is at a present in all three of the local municipalities, Rocobet 9, Lemberg 5, and Prince Albert 4. One supervisor and one regional coordinator. Eden, we have endorsed three sub-CDWs, Muscle Bay, three CDWs, Canada 6, Oswell 3, Niger 3, Bitter 1, and Hester 4 1. We've got two regional coordinators and two CDW supervisors. Metro, City of Cape Town, we've got a total of 50 CDWs, two regional coordinators, four CDW supervisors. This is by far the biggest region. Also, in Overberg, we have 7 CDWs. Overstrand, 7 CDWs. Overstrand, 3 CDWs. Overberg, 3 CDWs. Cape Palmares, 2 CDWs, 1 regional coordinator, and 1 CDW supervisor. In Overberg, in the West Coast, Matikama, 4 CDWs. Cedarburg, 8 CDWs. West Coast, 2 CDWs. Saldana, 4 CDWs and 1 regional coordinator and 2 CDW supervisors. Just a very brief overview of sort of the driver skills. The summary of the skill point in terms of community development workers. The majority of CDWs, not all, but the majority of CDWs has gone to a CDW in Dunster, 139 to be exact. That was sponsored by the local government. The difference between the 149 and the 139 is the newly appointed CDWs, which is no longer required that they should have the register only. You will find they have the use of social sciences, social development, community development, etc. We have 13 CDW supervisors, and they have, the majority of them have gone through the register, the certificate, those are the breakdown in terms of their qualifications. They have quite a few also now that's pursuing further education, further personal development. Then the regional coordinators, as I said, they are 8. The majority of them have also gone through the certificate, diplomas, and degrees as indicated there. Provincial office is 12, and there's 7 people that hold a degree, and 4 at home. And here's the summary of the skills audit. Chairperson, just in terms of the request to be given outline in respect of capacity building, I have indicated earlier in the introductory comments that we have a continuous partnership with the local government CETA, and they have supported us in 2017, to expose our CWs to incredible 5 training at the University of the Western Cape. And they have, those are the modules that they have completed. Starting with local government, accounting and financial management, public sector contract and supply chain management, computer mapping and GIS for local government, communication and information management, theories and approaches to community development. that has enabled some of the CWs assuming to further terms to be credited by the first institution. That was kind of a cost of 15 million rand, sponsored by the local government sponsor. And then our team members were also exposed to the municipal middle management, either middle management development program, middle management training program as presented by the Provincial Training Institute. That cost us 242,000. Ongoing capacity building through workplace skills plan at the Provincial Training Institute. Just to continue in terms of the placement and institutional reasons, the Department of Local Government has entered into a memorandum of agreement with 25 municipalities across the province. These MOAs regulate the relationship between ourselves and the municipality. CWs are accommodated in municipal facilities, schools of autism, response service centers. The municipality workers are providing support to municipal initiatives and programs. If I may pause here for a moment, we have what we call local coordinating and committee meetings where the municipal legislative official and the regional coordinator and supervisor where they do the planning, the work plan in terms of the municipal expectations. So regular local engagement between DMG and regulated officials are various municipalities allow to discuss the programs and support each other to improve service delivery to communities. Just in terms of our budget, that slide is not fully open, but in 2016 and 2017, our budget was roughly just slightly over 58 million, and 2017 and 18, 62 million. So transfers and subsidies constitute 6% of it. Within services 2% and the majority of funding is cost of employment, compensation of employees. Just in terms of the transfer funding, I refer to that our relationship with government is governed through a memorandum of agreement with the municipality. I can also say this is the only province in the country that has gone to this extent to have an agreement with municipalities in writing. So we've got in our slides the allocation, the budget allocation per municipality, and there's a broad outline of the budget allocation. Chairperson, with your permission, it's fine that I don't have to go through each allocation per municipality. Thank you very, very much. The total, the next slide, for 2018-19, our current allocation for transfer funding is 3.060 million with the 2018-19 financial year. It's spread out relative to the number of CWs to that municipality. So the CDW, in terms of this slide, we are a partnership program. We mediate to assist other government agencies and municipalities to develop national department to bring services to the community in a partnership arrangement. Some example, the Department of Economic Development and Tourism. We, as you know, in the West Coast, there's these huge focus in terms of the Southern Industrial Development Zone. So we were linked to that with the skills program and investment. So we assisted that department to identify the curriculums with math, amongst others, to be absorbed in those trainings for the professional skills readiness program. And through our assistance, we have recruited 1,008 to be absorbed. And we've done the legwork, going door to door in communities to find the people with the right qualifying criteria. Okay? College of Cape Town, we've got a partnership and in terms of, once again, in respect of our approach to enhance the skills base that's required for our economy, okay? Provided the college with a Americans after Carlos Tyrone, after games, lost the technical from Western State and hosted by the Council of the Cricket. We know in Ashoka Mental Park of Wales that there's a high level club in Hazleton, a power community, etc., even by employing people. And we've got a partnership in terms of what to do when we're in distress. The Bethlehem Recurrent Authority, we have also we have a partnership agreement in terms of the role of the trainees and partners in the pilot for the Bethlehem Authority. Partner every council, registration of any CCP by CWs in terms of food security, food gardens, offers of the public protector. Also about creating awareness in respect of the function of the public protector. Maybe the list continues in terms of Department of Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, sustainable promotion of sustainable living, also the transfer of skills and software skills. We are having part of the Department of Home Affairs. There's a lot of issues in terms of the access documents that people require, late registration of birth, campaign that they have. We engage with communities in terms of the Department of Health with a number of programs, HIV/AIDS, healthy lifestyle, etc. Also in terms of another partnership that is at the Rotary South Africa, in terms of their outreach, in terms of people who are suffering from this condition, and to create awareness around it in the marginalized communities. Specifically, the placement and the footprint of CWs is mainly in wards with a high poverty and unemployment rate. Chair Clifton, tremendous. Just in terms of the work that we have done in terms of economic opportunities assistance, we have in the 4 years local economic development, 47% of the assistance that we provide on this indicator has focused around that. Youth development 10%, food security programs 33%, and culture child development 10%. The following slides are just examples of the type of partnerships to further explanation and elaboration on the type of partners that have indicated in that slide. It's 15 people to get registered with SIPRO. It's an example of that. Farming cooperatives in terms of providing assistance with regards to that. Business opportunities parts and craft. The food security group. We supported in the central Peru primary school in terms of the food promotion of food security in partnership with agriculture and cathedral. Here's just another example of the food quality supported in Zoma and also in the Abdulin in the UN. Then working with unemployed youth. Example of what they're doing in the central Peru in terms of recycling of wood to make art and craft certificates and for their own hotels, etc. Supported the Job Seeker program in the city of Cape Town as part of the focusing of the work of the CWs doing part of the system. They are focused a lot on assisting the city to complete the database. People come and have inquiries around the in the various sub-councils in the city. Early support, early childhood development, which is a very important process of human development. We have supported various learning centers for the registration and the processes as required by the Department of Social Development and the municipalities. So we have three examples listed here. I just want to say in conclusion that, and I will do this through as chairperson, is that we are part of the program. We, as a department of local government, we don't have any specific budget, specifically in terms of activities and business for local opportunities. We are leveraging on the other partners that have an opportunity to enhance and maximize on that opportunity that's available to members of the community.
Thank you, members. Questions? Still a lot of questions, is it? No, I still want to be fair because I don't want one person to ask six questions. So can we limit it to three and then give each member and then they can answer and then I can come back. Just to make it fair. So Member Mosfeek goes first, Member Tata. Member Smith we'll start there at the back to Member Mosfeek. Thank you. Just one minute. Just drop it down because it's going to be 3, 3, 3, 3, and then ask the question and then back again. Thank you. Thank you, Member.
Thank you very much, and I'm interested. Thanks for the presentation that eventually we have a bit of a view of what university is and possibilities are within the community. So if I see this presentation in front of me, I will see it through a different responsibility than just what I'm doing. Now, the core of this presentation is the contribution of the university to make the door open up for the community, to other governments, to the we do, and I'm going to ask a question based on what I think I said in the presentation. Now, you do have a program that is the first time I came to the government here in the province that I've seen the programs that are there, and those programs have been going on for years. Now, how do you evaluate, how do you convey to the cost, because I'm not going to say to the budget, like you said, you're not going to the cost that is attached to the local government for the CDW, to see that the money that is out to the CDW is paying dividends within those communities. That's number one. And number two is, it's interesting, I said, how do you evaluate the value for your money that you are doing? And another thing is, if I can get maybe the specifics, if you say they are assisting in improving the service delivery, they are assisting in intergovernmental coordination. You do have the, like in social development, the alcohol abuse, the drugs abuse out there. I didn't hear any of the examples that you are talking about. What is the CDW doing to interact with the specific government to say, how do we fight the drug or the alcohol abuse? And based on the health side, on the affairs and what is it, the total alcohol syndrome, and things like that. You have the schools, that's another 17. Education side, you have in the rural areas where you get the Tosas speaking kids, that you find that in late-night they can't go over because they are older to can continue to high school because they didn't pay any students, making more Africans, and with the language that they go in. Now, if the CDW interacts with the community to identify that there is a problem there, that we have to take the time. I'm shooting just a random issue. We have to go to the Department of Education. Now, the CDW also do their responsibility of identifying the core issues that are within the communities that they have to interact, like you say, with the department that be aware this is what's happening. Am I going to tell you?
That's me.
Thank you.
Chairperson.
speak to some people. So I know the old rabbi that you are talking about. Two questions in terms of those old rabbi had. Among the issues that they were raising is that we are school in the area. But most of the nutrition school does not come from the area. Does not come from the area. So how are these supporters actually to make the link between them and the Department of Education in order for them to be able to support the schools, you know, if they are nutrition. And then the second thing there is the issue of the, they started with the food cutting, but now, because there are many opportunities to this day, so some of them have now formed co-ops, other co-ops. Among other things, they were raising that there's a land there in Ward 2 where already has been zoned for agriculture. And this land is under the Brazilian municipality. However, they aren't able to access that land as co-ops who want to expand their work. So, what is it? How do you assist them? I'm hoping, I'm not raising something new that we have not heard from them before. Chair, it's good that we are raising the issue of the speech. That is assisting with the training. Because remember, when we are discussing before, among the issues that we are raising is the relation to the level of education background of many of the city journalists. Because I'm not a very effective perception of learning to neighbors in other communities. Because it seems that they are not able to transcend to other community development where they're supposed to do as other community facilitation, such as economic development. Let me take you to those people. I know the community development that I've met, but you would know those people in terms of its economic background. In fact, people in those people are moving to other areas, becoming a ghost town. So, the issue, what is the role then of our CW? Mind you, they can be a ghost town, they couldn't be activated, and there's a problem of substance abuse in the area. And yet we have a CW in the area. And I'm raising that as a major concern, that what is that resource doing? Why are you unable to get a return of the investment in the area? When I visited Dr. Joseph, I visited the police station in Joseph Field. I then asked them if they could have inclusive such a the booklet of the document that speaks to women and children abused in the area. I wanted to know about the cases, because that's the booklet that must be available there for the patient. It could not be this one. And then the question, what is our intervention? You know, assisting how, because you, for that you need to have your system, you need to have your, for you to work together for those, because despite some of the cases in the world areas around women and children, we are unable to follow them. And to give violence and feel like for women and children is so high in those areas. So I think maybe I must stop there.
Thank you. My first question was related to slide 9, Mr. Markham. And it's just like the location per region, per municipality, city values. And I was about to run the Eden area, because I know the area quite well. And I don't know if I misunderstood you, but you said your city values are sent to those needy wards from a specific municipality.
Okay?
Historically. Kind of like it's 4 wards. But there's 6 city towns, so and then there's 2 wards, I don't know. But if I go to the neighboring municipality, there's also like 13 wards. There's 5 wards are rural. They only have 3 city towns. And if I think of the location is, I don't know if you can think of this plan there for me. Okay, and then my next question is on slide page 12. That relates to the last 2 bullet points that CDW are providing support to municipal initiatives and programs. And I think that ties into what the church was actually getting towards. And if you allocate colours in those squares and rules and so forth, if councils do not take their own initiative, nothing will happen. So where is the CDW's? The second question. Then my next question relates to slide 17. The partnership programs and particularly the problems in our regional affairs development plan and research, entirely independent individuals, households, and communities to the large to take control of their immediate environment. Can you give us examples? Basically, how is that actually utilized in this scanner in this municipality? It would be a very good example to cover on. Thank you.
Where was this information session held? And if you can, and I'm not
speaks to you. And how do you, do the city of Cape Town decide where they will be employed? And how, so do you have a say where they are employed, or do the city, like any other area, decide where they go? And if you say 40% municipal workers, how does that work? You know, how does that work? How do you come to a 40-60 agreement to work that? And then maybe this, the important thing is that I think at the last week we had our annual reports, we were very interested in the qualifications, and you've done a lot to empower, because that was also the main concern about, you know, how do we empower these people? And the question, of course, now you have this empowering and people's got green supposed to leave the system and find jobs elsewhere. That is unfortunately school people, they leave you. So that ratio, how do you leave you when they are qualified, or what they say, X amount of time to work over back off? Can you just elaborate on that? And then you'll come with a speaker on any measures. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and all members. There have been quite a lot of questions. The first question was around the CWS cycle offerings and the example of a member of the state of Tasha Sinema. How do we evaluate the value for money? I think that is a very important question. Questions we are very mindful of that. I have indicated in my presentation that specifically, and I'll explain the 40-60 also later, Honourable Chair, in terms of the municipal, in terms of the municipality, there's a very critical issue in Sea River and in the different municipalities, which in terms of the municipal expectations were of a plan. Evaluation, we have had some time ago, 2009, we have done a review of the program. I think we probably do for another type of review in terms of the impact, in terms of the context we have, in terms of the remedies here, have done an evaluation on the socio-economic project that they are doing. We believe that through our responsiveness and our partnership work, that there is a lot of value that is added. I think the question boiled down to sort of, did you do an empirical assessment of? We know that in terms of the, for example, the broad area of West Coast and Sea River specifically, I can give you an example of Sea River. After the last local government election, we have assisted. The CWA program has assisted the Sea River Municipality to, I think there are 8 towns going to be correctly in the Sea River Municipality, to facilitate the municipality as a project consultant, the public participation process for the IDP. We had a ceremony with the mayor and the executive, the late co of Sea River Municipality, where they sat with us, because in a 2-week period we did those eight towns. So that is a massive impact. We got the documentation as an example of impact, Honorable Chair and member. So that is one example of that in that municipality that we have assisted with. And the issue of, you alluded to the Department of Social Development, people are also in the Department of Health.
Just to be clear about the question.
Okay.
Is what I'm asking for you to gain for money, it's more about the CBW responsibility itself. That how do you, I'm paying the salary to the CBW about 2,000 rand. Now I want to know their interaction with their community there. How do you, like as an individual performance management, how do you see them in there?
we have a performance agreement, as I said in the presentation, and it's for all provincial employees through the performance management information system. So there's a clear annual performance plan, there are clear indicators, and they have to contribute to the achievement of our census objectives, the two internal objectives in terms of what is contained in the annual performance plan. So we monitor, so just in terms of that system, there's an important way to have an informal conversation with a person, and in terms of that person, biannually, is a formal where that the achievement or non-achievement is recorded. And we have had examples, this CW has not performed. And then another process kicks in terms of the development, etc., that is required. So just in terms of feedback, I'd like to ask a question.
Yeah,
it is my experience in the previous as well. I would really like to respond to the question
What did you spend on this one? When the department passes, I allow a member to ask so that we resolve that question and move on, that we don't come back again at it. So that's why I allow, that is how I run meetings. But I think you know what, member, maybe we must put something right, because I think you know of something specifically happening. And for you to answer very difficult because he doesn't have that example in his head. So all that he knows is that they sign the agreements and they work according to their plan, they work. This is the 10 things that he was achieved and everybody contributes to that. But now you know of something happening and maybe you're not going to be happy with the answer because you know, but maybe we might do something in writing there to help you with that.
More of, I'm looking at this and I think there's huge scope into us, for me into us maybe, for him to tell us so that he helped me for the second question, second round, that I limit my questions directly because the top direction is 1% dealing with all the departments.
Between the various departments or specifically, because
on the Department of Health Services to get an internet facility. So when you then have to look at what is it that needs to be brought to that particular project or to that area to address the need, that's where we then begin to say, even though I use the word impact, because then we say, what is the impact of this system in this particular project that we've identified? And as part of that, the performance system and the performance management system, for each project, we ask what was the impact. So that's how we try to do it. But to be able to quantify and say, but what is it that the system brought? It would be more of a threat, but there are specific instances where we know that the CCW brought this and provided those opportunities where some people may not necessarily have had. So it's a very tough question because how do you then know that you had it in? So we try to identify what is it that you must bring to the table. Now, if I take you to the study that you referred to, we've had this indicator that we're talking about around initiatives relating to accessing opportunities for social economic opportunities. It's an indicator that has evolved under the chair and member. It used to be called community project support. And we were supporting projects throughout the entire province. And then in 2015-2016, we then stepped back and said we've been supporting this project. But have they made differences in other people's lives? So we got somebody external, because when we look at it within our own lens, obviously I need to see the room. So we brought in an external person to then select specific projects and visit those areas and interview people. Also to try and assist us, what was the value add of the CDW there? And also in terms of those projects, what was the impact of that project to those particular. And that's why we then ended up now with this particular indicator to say, because this indicator, and it's a work in progress, honorable member, because it's an indicator that we're trying to see how we use this program to assist people to access economic opportunities. Because we've got two indicators. One, assist people around economic opportunities, obviously knowing that our role is not as deep as economic development, because it's a department responsible for economic. But in terms of what is that we can do at a small scale to assist people. So that's how then this indicator evolved. And then we identified what are the core areas where we can make the most impact. That's why we talk food security, but not just food security for subsistence, but food security to move it. And it links to the member that on the question that one of the members here asked around how to then use this food garden project to ensure that we open opportunities to access markets, the same that we need to call. Where possible, we are able to say the CDW, and again I link to the question about the process. What we've been trying to do as a program involved is the CDW comes in and sees that there's a need. Then organizes the commission session relating to guidance to sensitize the people in that area, brings in the relevant department to address that. And then the local department will then advise what is it that they can then provide. Then in the case it was called, then assist them to start the project, but also take it further around how do they begin, how do others then the call, which has been assisted, to form, to access the community. So it's an evolving process. In some projects, we're succeeding in terms of ensuring that the projects that they then bring out, they're able to sell it. In some instances, we only get to a phase where it's a small food garden, but then able to assist people in getting others, but in some instances, we took it also to the community. So in some instances, there are certain projects which were resourced. There are some projects where we've moved from just assistance to accessing those communities, but there are some areas where we've not necessarily got to that place. And then, if I can proceed, all of us remember, because Handel and I, we are partners in crime or other things. The second question around how CDW is interacting with other departments such as DSD. Henry has indicated that it is a partnership project. So we may not have made those examples, but we are interacting with departments across functions here in the government. But we're also interacting with NGOs and any other partners that we identify outside the So there are programs that are running with DSP and hydro connect specifically for the people who don't use them. Particularly around the West Coast, where Cape Winders, where there's an NGO that is there that we are working very closely around issues of infrastructure and hydro can provide the name of that. Is it called like that NGO. So in terms of us working and interacting with DSP, when we see that there is a problem, we're able to interact with DSP and identify those particular areas and around the problem. And we also do run campaigns and information sessions relating to the problem that we identify. In terms of the question three, it also speaks to how we identify, how do the city judges identify the core issues. I think I've answered it in the first one because we identify what is the need in the area and it will vary. Some of it will go towards education. I think I've tried to answer the issue around food gardens. Although I'm not very specific, I think what I'd like to say is in this case, I'm saying broadly, we do try to assist the food gardens in terms of assessing opportunities. But for this particular one, between Hendrik and myself, we will see what are the specific issues around what that we can be in one of. Because in that area, Hendrik has spoken to the fact that there's a city government, there's a supervisor, there's a regional coordinator who is sitting in an assistant director level. And if issues are not resolved at that level, there's a deputy director and then the director himself. So if there are issues, we would like to specifically investigate them around the land opportunities. Because as you said, we are working with the municipality because some projects are municipal projects. The municipality actually identifies the project. In some instances, those are projects that are identified by ourselves again. And in each municipality, there's a dedicated official that we interact with. So in case in this particular case of the we'd like to come back with a specific numbers. The issue around close to field, I think let me answer it broadly and say, again, we do, in terms of issues related to substance abuse, we do have the various partnerships with the NGOs, but also with the specific department. But if there is a specific issue that we need to follow up, we'll be able to follow up. And it also speaks to what you raised earlier, around the value of the city government and the investment. The question around how do we allocate city government, and Hendrik will also provide information. In the past, and that's why you said historical, in the past, how this program was conceptualized was that ideally there is supposed to be a CDW in each of the poorest wards. Now, at the time when we used to have project consolidated, some of these particular CDWs, we identified where there's higher concentration in some of those areas that were either project consolidated or there were some areas Henry will speak to. But that's how we allocated them. So from the past, those areas that we're going to consolidate, the areas like the CRPP areas, those are some areas, those are some of the criteria in the beginning that CDW in terms of allocation were provided. But one of the major challenges around, and speaks also to the challenges in Moretus Bay and other areas, and you've seen the numbers, we started with about 200. Mostly, we don't use our CDWs due to resignation. There are very few resignations in the program, but we use them through natural attrition. So if either retirement or death, we move to them. But given the challenges, and this is one of those complex issues, how do we balance? Because when we've lost them, in some instances, we've not replaced it because of the budget pressure that as a department we've experienced. And so we have not filled positions in some instances where the red positions. But also what in some instances they were not CDWs at all. So for instance, if you look at Langebeck, historically Langebeck never had a CDW. But we're using CDWs from other municipalities to assist Langebeck. But what we're beginning to do now, as we get resignations or death, we try and assist where is it that we see most of the need. And then we rock it up to pay for. Please forgive me for that. But it's the realities around the budget pressures, as well as the challenges we're getting with the few, the cost of employment, the cities, as well as the numbers that we need to discussed, shared with the chairperson, with the committee, just on COVID, and we are going to get the specifics as requested. I can cite two projects, and the one is the Queen's Island Lobby, the solar panel project. In fact, that's well recorded, well documented. Part of the National Fund of Energy, amongst others, one of them. And then secondly, the people are concerned because of the problem because of the health issue. There's a big focus on Clodagh itself, but we will get the details. Just broadly in terms of that land that you have referred to, we are in the process, and Cape Winds District Municipality Chairperson has contacted us and said, how can we work together in terms of some of the economic projects, etc. And we are aware of the challenge of Bellary Municipality in terms of the land issue, and we will be engaging with them in respect of the specific process. On the Cumberland allocation, I think it's perhaps referred to the issue is about the previous two projects consolidated municipalities. So the 10 municipalities in 2005-06, in that period when the province still had project consolidated, they were firstly prioritized as the 10 struggling municipalities. It was entire central Peru. It was Cumberland, Cedarburg, Atacama, and Wittenberg. And Eden was Kanama. So there is, we have lost 200, I don't see the number exactly, but I'm saying that in the how the process evolved, previously project consolidated municipalities was prioritized and were there are limitations in transferring staff to other municipalities where there may be a greater need. Then Member Mitchell, in terms of
this. Just what you indicated, like, you didn't answer and the some of this question, exactly why that you talk about projects consolidate, because he asked specific questions. Cumberland had three wards and said, just to go back to
so, but there is also an ability within the city if they need to partner with a specific running department or whatever, you work with them. We meet with all sub-council managers as part of our institutional arrangement to coordinate the work. The 40-60 system, I think that's also the chairperson's question. It is our annual performance indicator, annual performance plan has specific objectives and indicators. And the 60% is by and large utilized for that. And because we are a partnership program with other provincial and national departments, we collaborate them as long as it is aligned with our indicators. So that is the 60% of the municipalities. To give a certain example again, I think it's 8 days per month. CWs are specifically focused on what is the need in the sub-council and working with. That's how that 40% plays out. And the same applies with the local coordinators meeting in the rest of the province. We have worked in other cases in terms of the 40%. We sure have talked about the training of the terms of the middle management. Yes, we will provide the names of those people who have attended. That was fairly recently. Maritzburg, as Rico has explained, we are not, the short answer is we are not necessarily filling posts where the vacancies occur, because as indicated earlier in the presentation, we've appointed 200 CWs. Out of the external evaluation that we have done, we have realized we don't have a supervisory level. So we've created 14 CCW supervisor posts to enhance accountability and efficiency. But those, the funding for those posts, it was funded through those people who have exited through natural attrition. So, in other words, we have reconfigured. So we have to about two-thirds to pay for. Okay? So we create a supervisor post, we didn't have specific funding, we sold the CW post that has left to create that space because of budgetary constraints on the members. Maritzburg, that is, Maritzburg has suffered as a result of this previous chairperson. The Karoo, I don't know the detail about the test, I don't know if the former deputy director for the area wants to speak specifically about that program. I think I get a detail, as well as the partnership with the Karoo National Park. The information in terms of the types of examples spans over 2 to 3 years, so we will get the detail.
Thank you very much for the answers. With regards to, and this might be a new question, but we'll let him wait for the next round.
No, new questions here. Okay. Old question still. you still have a question on that. Okay.
So what the reality is in the central Karoo is, and this is not time to put you on the spot. So there's 19 CWs in the central Karoo. Maritzburg, 4, has got nothing to do with the budgetary constraints, has been reallocated. So what happened was that Maritzburg now has 2, Nelspoort now has 1, Bergerweg has 7, and I'm going to stop at Bergerweg. Maritzburg has 1, and there's 7 wards in Bergerweg, right? Ward 6. Which is the Prince Valley community, which is probably the poorest of the poor ward in Bergerweg, the municipality. That particular ward has 0 allocation. So if there's 7 allocated to Bergerweg, but the Maribel and Nelspoort, which forms part of the 7 ward, have got their own CDWs, Ward 6 has been left out completely. So I don't understand how is that possible. Because the budget for the financial year remains the same. The other thing also is, with regards to, and this is why I don't know if it's a new question or not, but how does the appointment work of these people? Because now Venerable EPW has been appointed out of God's way. That he works out of God's way, but he's allocated to Venerable. So now the member of the community is stationed in God's way. Now, I don't know if you're aware of the distance, but it's 170 kilometers to the community of Venerable. So that is the reality of the EPW in Central Peru. Then with regards to if you're referring to this youth indiza or whatever you call it, if that is that happened at the youth hub not too long ago, then the function thereof or the purpose wasn't what it's been reported. So maybe I'm talking about two different presentations, but that definitely was not what it has not reported. So please, but it's important that you as a department know the facts of what actually happened. So the bicycle thing, and that's why when it was referred to the bicycle constraint, I want to understand how does that, for both ways, 204,000 rand has been allocated over the 2017-2018 and has been the transfer payment for
the savings that we had just before the process of cost of living. So if you look at how many people stabilize in those areas that we don't have good governance, or there are challenges now that we're seeing, and those are not necessarily challenges that were in line with what happened in the past around the location, cost of living, or CRPP or whatever. Now, those particular vacancies, we've identified those vacancies and advertised. Now, the risk with advertising, because now we're going back to the process of ownership, we put it out in the market, and anyone can apply. Now, because anyone can apply, you no longer now have, because the line now is in proper HR process, you're not necessarily saying, because you're not coming from that area, you'll be excluded in the process. And that's how you find instances where a person who may not necessarily have come from that particular community, but is a person who applies for a post, who meets the requirements because of the job description for the position, who meets the requirements and then now applies for the post. So there are certain instances where the person is not necessarily coming from that area, because when you advertise the post, no people apply from that particular area. So there is that group where you advertise. We advertise openly, and in some instances we have not found candidates from that particular area. So the risk when going out in the public, vis-a-vis the process where we're through ownership, is that anyone can apply. And it's a fair process in terms of the administration process. So we do have those instances.
Because you asked on that specific thing, because you mentioned the far, the, our far areas are from one another.
Logistically, it's impossible to believe that CDW, based in Beaufort West, to service the community of Marble. It's just never happened. So there was a person that was physically, that would live, a member of the community, that had been doing it for 7 years, in this particular case, 7 years. And the community of Marble is not going to accept, rightly or wrongly, the person from Beaufort West, because it's a small town mentality. It's just an informal, for lack of a better word. So if there was somebody, and I understand that there's no processes, and that's not our responsibility as politicians to interfere, and now we don't, but that do those things get taken into account?
I think you understand what he's saying.
Yes, no, no.
If you're from the area, you know the area, you work in the area, you understand the problems. Why talk about other areas? You don't know the people, you don't know the problems. It's added problems, so you can go on.
Yes, there is on a blockchain, and there is a fair enough what the labor design is. But there's a very clinical explanation for that. Firstly, I actually know who the member is referring to. Mr. Vatenburg has worked in that community for quite a number of years. He has applied for the post. The team we have, in terms of our recruitment selection process, that is centralized in the province. So there is a fit checking. There's a key qualification. Are you meeting the requirement as per the advert? Mr. Vatenburg did not meet the requirements. So that is factual. That is factual. So what happened here, the member has said in the committee this afternoon, that message we got the minute, it wasn't even officially announced. We got a call to say no one is coming to Mandelville. What I want the previous chairperson that we need to consider is that we have exercised due diligence in terms of what is required in terms of the law, in terms of the recruitment and selection process. There's a community that's unhappy, we were told you don't need that person here. That is why the person is in Beaufort West. Not for lack of one, the person has gone through a proper process. In fact, so I was told none of these problems saying we can't do this, etc., etc. I just want to say, this is an open process. We've recently, in another place, someone was supposed to be able to work somewhere else, has applied successfully, another mentor has. So we have to be. So the advert is open, it doesn't say you must come, you can't, according to the CSC, you can't say you must only be from that area. It is an open and a senior official at your council, the mayor don't want the CDW. So I really ask why. Is there something wrong with the program? With the report? With what she's doing? You know, that official says, the problem is actually the CDW is married to a lady council. I asked that official. I said, we are officials. We operating within the legal framework. I said, are you expecting me to ask the CDW to be involved in us? Okay? Why don't I say that there's nothing wrong with the person's work? So I said, the interconstitutional development framework, which is a lot of other layers in terms of how it stands up. And I said, please don't pay lip service to that. I want to assure the members of this committee, we have followed the process to the T. Okay? It's a clear protocol and we can provide this. What we need to do now with the municipality and with the interested party, I will pass that instance this last week to come through and it will happen because we have a different appointment. We are prioritizing that to say what is the way forward so that we have a win-win situation. Thank you. I'll turn it like that.
Last one. It's on the same thing now. Okay, last one.
I didn't mention the name of the individual, I mentioned the principle. The principle with regards to that advertisement that I understand very clearly, we can understand and resolve that we actually see how these advertisements look, and in fact, what we work on the panels, and we can delve into that process later. But the logistics of it, I don't understand. Now, is that person going to live in Melbourne? If so, then I understand. Because to drive up and down 170 kilometers, that's coming up here. So the logistics is my concern. I'm not disputing the appointment, I'm not disputing the process, I'm disputing the logic. Yeah, it's like, how can I be here? And then my question around the footprint value. You still get that.
Once again, and the member has sketched to us the challenges around the other world. I've indicated we put in the person will relocate, must relocate, because that was the expert. You've got to work in that station. This is not an alternate person in the outskirts. Both Maribel and the outskirts, in terms of geography, they are in the same world, yes, but it is, as you have already alluded, it's vast, the distance. So we've got a rural development emphasis for buying, and this is actually in terms of the historical appointment, what was basically made in terms of the team for both of them at the time, was not, because I'm not sure if my memory serves correctly, as you all know, that the size or the number of wards increased over time in terms of the size of the population. So at the time in 2006, they only came born. At the time in 2006. Sorry, Chair. I just wanted to say that there are contradictions in the places there are, and we are must acknowledge that. Okay? You take now from the present geography for example, that is right. So Prince Valley, we have taken note of that. We don't necessarily, we cannot undertake that we will appoint a CDW. They will look now at the allocation of CDWs and whether firstly when funds come available, should there be a possibility that we specifically advertise for that? Alternatively, in the interim, the work in terms of the number of CDWs allocated in Bougainville to be shared and to service that specific work. You know, the municipal managers and the municipality has looked at us and said, we don't have CDW. Mm-hmm. So the short answer, and I'm not going to lie, said, please calm down. The short answer is that we have made a beginning. And we know that it is not enough. I must say the result of that recruitment was a highly, very, very highly skilled person who worked at the municipality before. And we have existed within that as well.
Yeah.
Just a decent question.
sometimes you get people in the other area also accepting this. So in London, okay, as you know, we have two patients, we want somebody to come to the hospital. So when there are specific programs that we're running overall as a program and all in the district, those districts in London, everybody in that area, they are good in terms of running programs there. So while we do have challenges, but we also have an appreciation that we do get this. There are some municipalities where they actually have money, but they still the need for systems. For instance, Nigeria, we do have a similar to say can we increase the number of systems. We have the same for certain areas. So if we look at some of the resources that have been put and where we are able to, we at least committee at least look at one speaker for those areas. With a view and we can arrive, all the funding becomes available to us. But it doesn't mean that we don't see clear causes. The question around how do we monitor? In each of the districts, we call them regional offices, but the regional districts, with the exception of the city that we currently have to tax. So in each of the districts, we have either one or two supervisors with a slider office, which that supervisor is then responsible for the monitoring of the staff members and the field and the support. But we usually say, and as we said earlier, so at the end of monitoring, we also monitor the targets, but also the issues relating to human resources. Where there are specific cases, for instance, the example around Pass the Line, we've been very specific with the government. In the past year, the program has gone through a report where we need to train our staff members to understand that they are also public servants. They are not employees. They are employed by the department. So we've gone through a phase where we usually have a lot of complaints relating to the behavior or the conduct of the government. Where now we train quite all of them in relation to what are their roles and responsibilities and how they should conduct themselves as civil servants. So in cases where there is a complaint, we always encourage the members of the public or whoever is affected to bring that case to us. Because we investigate incidents where there were issues relating to misconduct. And some people have been, they have leave the department, they found it in the office as part of the process. But what has been interesting in the last two to 3 years, the number of incidents and complaints relating to civil government has actually reduced. Which begins to show us that the training that we've invested in terms of our people understanding how they should conduct themselves has at least come together. But there are instances which are very specific. We investigate them. We bring in our corporate service PSCs and through the employee relations to actually investigate those instances. The question around, I think it's fair to explain to the members, maybe we didn't go through too much detail around transfer. So the budget that's aligned in the member is not in the book. The budget that you see on the budget slide, the allocation is approximately 18,500 head of the department. And that cost is mostly to assist us on a number of incentives around this, because they, most of them are housed by the municipality, except where we do have our own offices. So they are housed within the municipal space. So that funding is assisting us around this, to a certain extent through the trade, where either issues relating to transport, where it's not our own transport, and in instances relating to photocopying and sending documents through around the municipal space. So it's not mostly the funding is not necessarily assigned to specific projects because it's a partnership program. So the budget relating to the operation is mostly coming from the various departments. So it's around the transfer care to the government is around issues related to transport and to their stationery and all those issues that are related to goods and services for the city government to be able to function properly. So then the number you see, when the number is higher,
in terms of the number of people we have, roughly about 18.5. But when you divide, it's not the sample density. So in some instances, they are adjusted to about 18,000, depending on the number of officials that we want to do.
Ms.
Just to find out, based on what you're saying with the application of the CDW, for which looking at the competition, this has been going on since 2003, that the allocation has been added. Do you see the new building structure to at least have some of the allocation of those funds to other municipalities like you or Nigeria? Because I am a constituency head today, and I'm just holding myself to be not to be emotional about this, that it's bad that it's happening here. And hence I want to emphasize more the issue of the monitoring that it has happened there. And if I see the smile about Mr. Mogwen there, you're talking about the issue of the CDW that I don't need to know also. Can you see where you don't have the CDW using the NGOs with the statistics that you have to say you identify those NGOs to be any run of the problems that are directly within those communities to at least have something that is there helping those communities? Because in America, if I'm in Montreal today, the food fund that is about 150k and it falls under Montreal, I'm not in Robertson, the other field is all there. Now, if we have one CDW, how many beings really see any value that can say he makes a difference? Because if I ask him and say, have you ever gone to the McGregor High School at the hostel where the kids there are prostituting and are pregnant almost about a certain percentage of those young girls last year that were pregnant because they are running a ring of prostitution? I mean, is it problems of the issues that a CDW can help to say, how do we go about getting the research directly to see those agencies that need to be attended to? Now, the town like the municipality like this, we have only one CD. Where that CD officer at the farm or in town? Now, the question is, what value do you see attached from the department to the CD that we need? What value do you attach to them to see that really they do have or should their allocation that goes there be directed to somewhere where they can add value that we see that is really working?
In the session, and then you know the
chair. Yes, I just want to understand, Chair, on the maybe similar issue which I am raising. Is there any process where, when we have your either public reps, where CDWs must interact or introduce themselves? For public reps, it's a question of which part you came with. The CDW must have a table. So I assume that, maybe I would like it from my constituents where the head of the office there was able to know who are the people and arrange the meeting. But I'm just thinking many maybe of our members might not know maybe the similar situation. And I don't think that we in fact we are finalizing with our head. And some members may not know. So I think it's important, but the other question that I want to raise is that members, Bishop and members, in terms of this distance, I know the area, Melbourne, is too far. You know, people are going to some northern Cape or somewhere, it's too far the area. Yeah, it's close to northern Cape. So, how do we make sure, in a week, if someone is based in a, let's say, for purpose, how do we make sure that he or she at least calm the quiet Africans on this. That quiet to come to be there physically, how do you make sure? So that's an issue which we should raise, which is quite general. You know, how do you make sure that there's a transport and there's a loaded point in Nairobi where people actually go and interact with him when he's there? So that's the first issue and thought. I also agree that you don't employ people per lot. You employ people that can offer a particular service. So it's about that. But if that service is not actually done in a particular area where it's supposed to be done, then there's a problem. You know? And then the last issue, Chair, which I would like to understand, I heard about the training. Good training, what have you? The world is changing, Chair. I also said from the Chair, but you know. The world is changing. I saw the courses which were done as part of the training. There's nothing, for instance, to me. Yes, you know, there's nothing that's top to the 14th revolution, which all of us are filled with at the moment. And many communities, I think today, we're dealing with the agriculture. Fourth industrial revolution, where things are changing at the level of the country, how things are done. You know? And my worry is that the city that we use supposed to be the one that brings that gap in the communities. And if you don't talk about that at this level, then I think, you know, we are misplacing some of the things for investment. Because tomorrow, Chair, our children in school are now being introduced by basic education to all elements of ACC. And then you have your citizen who does not know. So how can we interact with issues we should be there in the community when that is taking the right steps?
When we talk about the community opportunity, I think Mr. Mahan answered that question. He said the person, advertised that the person must relocate and stay in the area that was problems. That's why the person is not here at the moment. But they attended to that and will sort that out because that is a condition that the person must be located to that area, but because of the people he's not working there, he's not come. There was other problems there, but they will sort that out. So that is what he said in that reply.
Yes, I want to get into the
debate about
this, because the reality is, the department has their side of the story, has my side of the story, and the community has their side. According to my knowledge, this would never even attend. So the actual relocation in Africa never, according to me, never happened. But it would be a trust that you guys will deal with. I want to get back to the purpose and the roles and responsibilities of these countries, which is a community-based code. That was the intention. And the intergovernmental relations between the community and the state department. So who might it logically say that a person not from a community is not appointed? So I mean maybe that's the discussion that we should have on a separate note on how does it come together. But that's funding, because there were people that were appointed prior to 2004, since 2008, and there was new later appointments or later appointments. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the matter of the situation. I want to know when this person was appointed officially, the date of that appointment, and then also check if you perhaps, as a resolution at the end, get a comparison about who's currently employed, but, and of those people who was previously the volunteers, for lack of a better word, like in the case of Navarro, when this person was performing the function for the last 7 years, and then fell out during the process. So, if you could just get that, I mean, I don't know, you must tell me if I'm out of order. And then the Prince Valley Ward 6 situation, I don't know if that was answered, if you're going to look into it, can I take it that it was you would look at the replacement?
Minister, just to add on to that, on the issue of the start of the camp, your question is now, that's a high percentage of risk, and just to explain why the information is asking, and unfortunately we didn't hear in the panel, a list of overseas values, when they started, and if they were part of a public transfer gentleman, then who would have pulled up from the view, who, I think that it is like you know, just getting, I just want to say that for the entire evening, it's coming to that.
Appreciate that, yeah. And Mr. Mahmoud said there's a paper trail of that appointment, so we lost that also, there is a paper trail, and that this was provided, we did not have the necessary qualifications because there's certain qualifications. So, we're getting very personal and then I'm married, so I'm gonna, at that question, I'm gonna pull a ball to say what we've asked, we're gonna ask, and we're not gonna take this debate further. Is that fine?
Right.
Okay. Let's move on. New questions, and then new questions, member. Some of us will ask a new question, and then member. New questions. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, my first question goes to slide 18. I understand that the number of claims of that file is for all six districts of the Western Cape. Is it possible that the department could give us a file per district? Because I would like to align to the district IUP in our community gateway for starters. I think that's one. And then my last question, Chair, is page 20, bullet point 2, food security. The cooperative is our request. Can I just get the
name? Thank you. Okay, with regards to the agreement and the MOUs that was signed with the 25 municipalities, can we get a list of those that we have signed? And then, Chair, just for my own peace of mind, when these appointments are done, I'm not going to open that, I'm going to go to the appointment process. Who serves on these panels? Or who does the sources? Or, and I'm not going to go into this, I'd like to follow up. Just to know.
And just, I had a previous question about these guys that have been qualified, and do you lose them now? And those things. Is that all questions? And the question is still asking a few questions.
Just in those affairs where many people are living, not initiatives. I'm not saying that they can do anything. You know, but what initiatives are we taking to those areas to make sure we let assist people in those areas?
Thank you very much. I just want to find out about the on slide number 15, the press release for the second one about the implementation of occupational skills readiness programs. Are those students or those people that are employed in colleges, are they employable after them, or they are employed? Do you keep track of those who went to the skills development readiness, professional skills development, and if there's, can we get the information in which I was there or seeing if we pay the dividends for the government, we can keep track on that. And the issue also, which is the dire one all the time, of the fires within the communities, I see the CDW also. There is a problem that is aligned to them. How do you go about, because some of the days you find that there is a fire and you get a service provider coming from Cape Town. I know it's not up to them to say where can the service come from. I think the social development director told them, you find a service provider coming from Cape Town. Who put to start out in the summer that goes to start out and supposed to So how do you align the services? How do you align any misinformation that I'm giving to make sure that we communicate with the, and this has been going on for years and so on, to say the department also react to the analysis that we give them, giving the advice of this is not making and making the right decision for the CDW, is giving the and not being a social worker and asking that you identify from the other department. Are they reacting? Are they proactive in what you give them in preparation for the following day? Or you already sometimes get the resistance from the department to make sure that those programs that you are like from the CDW are working for the community?
Thank you.
Okay, I was going to work through from the last question. Just, I think the member has indicated because of certain laws, we are appointing the service providers. We now develop, we serve together with the Department of Service Providers and the implementing agent. And we maintain and work through as part of the present coordinated by the Provincial Disaster Management Center. So I think we'll give the feedback, but they are the primary drivers in respect of the because of the director's responsibility to appoint the service providers in terms of the opportunities that should be addressed at the local level. So and I'm just trying to say in terms of specifically then the service providers must provide the service when there is a disaster, fire or whatever. We are working with social development and we meet him on a monthly basis, so we will also feed this back in terms of what we pick up as well as the feedback that we are getting. On the occupational skills and readiness program, this is driven and initiated and the custodian of it is the Department of Economic Development. In terms of a specific role of, we were requested as an earlier collaborator to identify and examine the learning strength of the learning aspect of that. We will try and gather information as to also that if there are any statistics in terms of that process. But that custodian, they also are custodian information in respect. If that is recorded with the chair, certainly that we will follow up and provide that feedback. With regard to the access strategy that you have referred to in terms of, earlier on it was alluded that through natural attrition resignation specifically, not the resignation retirement, it is somehow also We have found that as you mentioned, there are more people are qualified, they become more marketable, etc. So it is part of the natural attrition. We are, as I also indicated earlier, with the recruitment process now, we find that, and that's the difference with the learnership, we find that we have graduates with the qualifications are actually much higher than what we initially employed. And that fusion between those practitioners as a community in Armco Learnership and those who went through a 3-4 year degree is very, very interesting, and it's really a nice evolution of how we're going forward. In terms of the appointment process, as I said, this is well regulated. The details are available. In fact, as departments, given the feedback that we receive from municipalities, we are now including municipal representatives on the panel. So we don't make an appointment if there's no municipal representation. That is what we are doing. Throughout, we've done it in Istanbul, we've done it in Mexico, etc. Other votes are out before we implemented this approach, unfortunately. But that is, honorable chairperson, that is our approach. That's our commitment. When we do the submission, there must be municipal representation. In the pie chart, we will, in the cooperative, we will provide the information. In terms of productivity and economic development, I think we've got it enough. We know that the economy broadly is under pressure. In terms of rural areas, it requires a broader approach and with a collective, and we are, there's a whole society of, there's an emphasis on integrated services. I mean, so all the actors in terms of, that must contribute to reduction of poverty, etc., etc. That is ongoing. I've made the example of the solar project, for example, as I said, as what we have done in terms of that regard, and I want to repeat that it's not important in terms of the role of the city of this specifically. The chief director has said earlier on that we will have a further conversation in terms of if there are specific issues with regard to what is the need in that area.
Question on that thing about the appointments, right? Minister?
Not this one, the question of the
designated visiting official from HR, he's a designated official from corporate, he's a designated official from strategic service, completely individual, doesn't know that there's a whole department from access. Sometimes mayors out of their office plan strategic projects. This seems to be a strategic project, for instance, of certain mayors. Is there parity among municipalities? The business island doesn't work at me. Is there parity in rural buildings on the terms of municipalities? Or is it a one size for clergy? Is this a different question or the same question?
No,
that's why there was some other question. Did you have a question? I ignore you. What?
No. My question relates to
the same one. Okay. Let's see if you have a second question.
The question that I asked is the issue of being creative of the department. If you give them like a program after you did the statistical analysis for the following year, are they, because in my mind they when you do that always based on the annual report that you do yourself, what I can do throughout the year, what were the challenges and all that, and the other information that you get from the statistics. Now, if you talk to the department to be reactive to what you have identified, are they being
so
go there knowing why is this person a perfect diplomat and we don't get joy? Whereas they don't get joy from us, or we don't get joy from them. How do we manage that relationship? So those interests are different. But there are certain departments where they may ask kindly, come and assist us to mobilize for this particular project. But we don't necessarily have a MOU, but they will ask us in part of the work. Now in those instances, because your relationship is not necessarily very basic, if I use that simulation, you may provide feedback and they may decide to take it for the table. Now, you can't force them to provide any more feedback. So if there is something that you show the weakness in the relationship, you can provide the feedback. But there is nothing that forces them because you don't necessarily have physical relationship. But we also use the two-stone program where if you want to leverage certain things. So for instance, in the case of DSP, labor, home affairs, those are anchor departments when we work with them on the two-stone program. So if there are specific issues that we must address, because they are anchor departments in part of the two-stone program, we sometimes carry more voice in that there. So it depends if there's a specific issue, for instance, that we do want to address. If we can't address this project, we can address because both programs are in the So for this specific issue that we're addressing, we just need to go back and get a discussion amongst ourselves in as far as specific ones. I can say that there are some instances where the issue of, and I'm not sure if I'm going to use the right language, around service providers, that you may not necessarily have service providers in certain areas. That there may be instances where departments or the programs in certain areas, because those people in those areas are not registered in the central supply database. That now service providers from Cape Town must now cater and that must go and must send the transport. Which are there are issues there around climate temperature and other issues in relation to that. But hence is not indicated and you just have to assist me in which particular district they're planning. Because in terms of the reports that we get from regional offices, there's an instances where there's a drive for those particular areas we've done through the two-stone part, but also they've done through the physical program, where in those areas, because the concern was on my side in terms of the two-stone program, because we have similar problems, that we don't have service providers in those areas around Kitabi, for example, we have been banned. And it just doesn't sit well, when you must travel, you must use a Cape Town based service provider. So in the case of the two-stone specifically, because that program is in us, we've gone on a specific drive in those areas to identify to both the municipality and also to the community, to the partners that we work with, to identify people there, sensitize them that there is an opportunity to work with the supply chain. So in those instances, we've now used the challenges. We had a problem also with transport, where we didn't have local people registered. So on the two-stone side, we tried to at least manage that issue. So we're using now more of the local based one. And there are some instances where we've gone and asked the municipality through, of course, our finance colleagues to say, can we ask the municipality to assist us in terms of procuring the local goods where we don't necessarily have people in the central facility. But for the specific issue that you're raising for DSP, we'll have a conversation with them because we need to first understand to what extent in that instance is that happening because we've raised it. And also get from DSP, are they prepared to explore the same of systems that we've explored in the system program? Because in terms of transport, which we in part were in terms of using local service provider, but in the past we're using it for this. The same applies around Kenya. Can I also, and I know I'm taking the state chair, can I also address the issue around funding? And I know it's a sensitive issue. The interest of the buyer, the funding is aligned to the number of officials of certain areas. I don't want to go to none of that. So where we've got one official, if we've appointed that official in the year, the funding for that official follows that official. So it's not that there will not be funding. Now in the past, and the discussion in the past we've done the transfer. and we're having conversations with them around processes relating to should it be a transfer, should it be treated in a different manner where it's not involved for the cost, and that's a different conversation. But in terms of whether it is an allocated system, now in the past, now for this list, you may not necessarily see funding, but in the industrial national area, we targeted for those areas that the state government at the time of targeting, you see in the government funding. But we appoint new people. We've appointed the government during the course of the financial year. We may not see it in the government. But where there is a state government, the funding for those areas.
And then lastly, I think it was Ben on the question, who asked the question around how do we, in the case where we don't have as many numbers of people, how, you know, what are the chances of using NGOs? We are working with NGOs. So the program does not replace the NGOs or the various organizations that are in the community, which I should do well. So for instance, in the case of Ekwazi, apart from the NGO that is working on issues relating to substance abuse, physical alcohol syndrome, there's a work we're working there. Where we come in to then to partner with them in terms of proceeding in that way and then see what gains we add in the community. Let's be fair, given the numbers that we have, we can't reach everybody. And it's one of those areas where there is a need. And, you know, for instance now, you know, there are some municipalities who fulfill the value of the program and to extend that they've gone and appointed their own program, which then in those cases then for those municipalities that are working with our city government on the job case. So we do not want to come here and say we have an answer to everything. Where we do have staff that are able to work with people, but also we need to check how do we then, those areas where we've got none or one, how do we, as time goes by, we increasingly try to close the gap, but we're not necessarily going to be able to close the gap. And we acknowledge where the rule is going to be.
I think the Mahama still wants to answer, because there's a set of questions not been answered. And you still have a standing on it.
It is about the broad economic
including trying the one that attempt of like of the previous council, because people thought that the councillors actually took the money, which is not the case. So, Chair, to me, I hear you about the participation and the economic integration. The reality is there, That is what's happening. And I'm saying, I'm waiting to sit with you, Mayor of the department, to see what can we do in that community to resolve the issues. Because you're right, I do see the intervention around the alcohol, and so forth. But at least I do see what, but really, people go back to the same thing because they know other alternatives in this process. This is where I think we should be playing a role to create a space for the people there. Maybe you can leave the one of the fourth industrial revolution for some time. Leave that to the audience to answer.
Okay, that's the last question. And the last question, if you still have a question. Now, we also can you still remind
Chair, I don't know if we could get that list of 29 to. If that if you don't have it, then we must give it together as a resolution for the training and to do the business first.
Well, I want to answer that. You see, you first have to let me get answer that.
Okay, and then the last thing that I.
I just want to say, we have answered that, we will provide the name, and we just have a brief interchange there. We and the training, we are partnership program, so in terms of that conversation and what you want to share with us, we will bring the partners on board and have a broader conversation. I think it is a broader conversation. This problem as a member is directing it not to certificate terms, is it? And it's a continuum of partners to achieve the facilitation of that. Just on the fourth industrial revolution, I just want to say, the fourth we have done, some of that relates to ICT, we understand that that is the new reality, and the implication of that process is very bad in terms of unemployment in the future, etc. So we are very deeply aware in terms of the artificial intelligence, etc., etc.
The appointment of that, and I don't want to go back to the matter, but I think that that was a separate question, when that person was appointed, the director.
Service path for all those appointments in all those days. So that will also be, so that is also dealt with then, don't you? That's what dealt with. We said, because we have a service that took over and said, can we have the appointment date and so we'll put in writing everything that we ask you to put in writing and write to the department to answer. Is that all the questions, members? Thank you very much. Thank you, HOD. Do you want to say something?
Chairperson, perhaps just one for the building in Mars. In 2009, we had a review of the entire city of the project. There were certain findings based on certain challenges and certain recommendations. We have talked for that. Actually to improve and sophisticate and define the entire city of the flow. It has been done in 2009 and perhaps it's time for another review. Famous on some of the emerging trends in the city of the environment and therefore consult and colors in the government. Fundamentally the appointment of city governments is subject to the normal recruitment process in the public service. You cannot deviate from the approved recruitment process of the instance public service. When the minister speaks to me about city gardens, we would like to expand the city garden program. If we could appoint more city gardens, more municipalities in all the wards, we would like to do that. You heard what Mr. Mahman has indicated. Sometimes we need to innovate in the program, keep certain posts vacant. Or other more power class possible in the apart from that, we have consistent conversations about, and you, Honorable Chairperson, maybe the question around how do we migrate to CDWs and how do they exit and so on. We also don't want the CDWs to remain CDWs for the rest of their lives. So how do we empower them, how do they migrate out of the program, and actually, in terms of the normal career development, I'll take them somewhere else up in the entire program, or within the department, or in the local government, or in the municipality, and so on. What we also discussed is about how do we strengthen or use the CDWs to strengthen democracy and to strengthen what we call citizen interface. So we're a part of the work committee meetings and so on, and how do we strengthen the interface and the feedback around that. So there's lots of discussions amongst ourselves and the minister as to how do we sophisticate and strengthen the CDW program further going forward. So in conclusion, perhaps there are time for another new relation to the CDW program.
Thank you very much, Richard Bean and the department for coming. There is some of the questions from the members of the council. A 5 minute break, 8 minute break, and then we'll conclude our business. Thank you.
The email you sent to me, yeah. Good stuff. So is that the end of the meeting? Does that end the meeting?
No, we're gonna have an interactivity after this, but that's the end of that meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Dostek, you said let me attend the hand material.
Yes. Okay, I'll send it to you. Can I send it to you by tomorrow?
Maybe in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the morning, but I'll put it to that email that I sent you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.